Section 4.3.10, create a stable, fair, and sustainable global economy as a foundation for peace. War, economic injustice, and failure of sustainability are tied together in many ways, not the least of which is the high youth unemployment in volatile regions such as the Middle East, where it creates a seedbed for growing extremists. And the global, oil-based economy is an obvious cause of militarized conflict and imperial ambitions to project power. The imbalance between the affluent northern economies and the poverty of the global south can be righted by a global Marshall Plan that takes into account the need to conserve ecosystems upon which economies rest, and by democratizing the international economic institutions, including the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, and the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Quote, there is no polite way to say that business is destroying the world. End quote. Paul Hawken, environmentalist and author. Political economist Lloyd Dumas states, a militarized economy distorts and ultimately weakens society. He outlines the basic principles of a peacekeeping economy. These are: establish balanced relationships. Everyone gains benefit at least equal to their contribution, and there is little incentive to disrupt the relationship. Example, the European Union. They debate, there are conflicts, but there are no threats of war. Emphasize development. Most of the wars since World War II have been fought in developing countries. Poverty and missing opportunities are breeding grounds for violence. Development is an effective counterterrorism strategy as it weakens the support network for terrorist groups. Example, recruitment of young uneducated males in urban areas into terror organizations. Minimize ecological stress. The competition for depletable resources, stress-generating resources, most notably oil, in the future water, generates dangerous conflicts between nations and groups within nations. It is proven that war is more likely to happen when there is oil. Using natural resources more efficiently, developing and using non-polluting technologies and procedures, and a large shift toward qualitative rather than quantitative economic growth can reduce ecological stress.